We are about to begin Simen Resh Mem Dalid, and we will be doing the first half of the first Sif. Now, what we learned up until now was that with regard to having a non-Jew do malacha on something of yours, on Shabbos, the halacha is you certainly cannot ask him to do malacha for you on Shabbos specifically. That would be the Isra of Amir Lanachri, which is Asa L'Chatchila, and then you couldn't benefit from it afterwards. Whereas, if you do it in a way that he's got a responsibility to do work, he can do it at any point that he feels like. He is doing it for himself. He is getting paid for it. So we say, since I did not specify for him to do malach on Shabbos, and even when he works on Shabbos, he's doing it in order that he get paid, so there, it would not constitute amir lakam, it would be mutar l'chatchila, and b'dievet also, what he did, you'd be allowed to benefit from it. But we learned that there were several different categories of this. So first of all, schir yom, to go and hire somebody and pay him by the hour for doing work on Shabbos itself, is osur l'chol hadeis. That is osur mi'ikar ad-din, even though he's getting paid for it, but the fact is that he's got to work on Shabbos. You're telling him, I am hiring you for Shabbos. That is absolutely osur. At the other extreme, we have the halachis of arisus and schirus, which is a case where he either gets a share of the profit or he gets all of the profit and he's only paying you paying you a flat rate and you never ask him to do malach on Shabbos. He has no responsibility to do malach on Shabbos. There, mi'ikar ad-din, it is permissible. Unless there's an isser of maris ayin. And we saw that in any place where the norm is not necessarily arisus, the halacha was that there was a problem of maris ayin. Then we have the case of kablanis, and that's really what we're dealing with in this simon. Kablanis is, I pay him to get the job done. He is a salaried worker, but a contractor, meaning he is paid for the entire job. I am not paying him by the hour. I am not telling him when to do the work. He does it at his convenience. Should he choose to do it on Shabbos, we say, Adai to the Nafshei Kovid. He's not doing malacha for me on Shabbos. He's doing malacha for himself on Shabbos and choosing to do it on Shabbos because that is at his convenience. That is mi'ikar ad-din. However, we saw that in kablanus, there was a problem of maris ayin. Because unlike arisus and schirus, where he either gets all of the profit or a share of the profit, in the case of kablanus, he gets none of the profit. He's just getting a flat rate, meaning he is getting paid a salary. Because people will see that he's getting a salary, they can easily come to think that he did not work as a contractor, but he is actually a salaried worker by the hour and was told to come in on Shabbos. Therefore, there's an isser of maris ayin. So, the Mechaber here comes and tells us a halacha. Posek imeini Yehudi ala malacha. You're allowed to go and give a flat rate to a non-Jew to get the malacha done. The kotz it's done, and you make up the exact amount that you're going to pay him. Veini Yehudi osa la'atzmo. And then the non-Jew, when he does the work, he's doing it for himself. The afap yishu osa b'Shabbos, even if he ends up choosing to do the malacha on Shabbos, that's his own prerogative, and he's doing it for himself and not from you. Mutter, it's permissible. This is the din of kablonis being permissible. What do we do with the problem of maris ayin? Says the Mechaber, b'medvar mamurim b'tzina. The only time there is no maris ayin problem, if it is being done in a way that it is not b'far hesia, that people don't know about it. She'ein makirin hakol shezu hamalach anaisis b'shabbos shel yisroli. In a way that people don't really know that this work is Jewish work. Avalem hoisi yaduim for semes aser. But if it was known that this belongs to the Jew, then it's aser. She'aroes eni Yehudi osik eni yodea shekotzatz. Because someone who sees the non-Jew working and knows that he's not getting a share of the profit, he doesn't know that it was done in the form of kablanis as a contractor. Vomer shaploni sachar eni yehudi lasas malacha b'Shabbos. And he thinks this is a salaried worker who's getting paid by the day and was told that he's got to do malacha on Shabbos. Now, the Mechaber is telling us that if it is bitzina, it is permissible. The only time that it's usur is if it is b'farhesia. The definition of parhesia is that people know that this belongs to a Jew. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, let's say nobody knows that this belongs to a Jew. Even if it's being done in public, even though we would have called that parhesia, with regard to this halacha, we would call it sin. Now, this of course would only apply in a case where the non-Jew does not have to work on Shabbos. It is only his it is only his own prerogative. Now, says the Mechaber, Lefikach, consequently, Haposik emin Yehudi livnos lo chatzero o koslo. If you make up with a non-Jew, you take him as a contractor to go and build up your backyard or your koslo, your wall, o liktzer sadeyu, or to harvest your crop. So the halacha is, all of these things, because they're mechubra lakarka, Chazal give them a din of parhesia. This is the rule. Chazal said that anything that is attached to the ground will automatically be called parhesia. Im hoysa hamalocha b'medina o b'tochatchum, if this is taking place in his city or within the tchum of his city, meaning a place that people of the city go to periodically, oser lo lahanicha lasas lo malocha b'shabbos, you're not allowed to allow him to do malachav on Shabbos, mipnei haroim, she'enam yodim shepasak, because of Maris Ayin, those who see will not know that this is done in a form of kablonis, and they'll think that he's being paid to work on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Brura discusses the situation where there shouldn't be Maris Ayin for a different reason, namely, everybody does it by way of a contractor. Say a place where when you have someone do construction for you, no private homeowner hires a construction company to go ahead and do the work for him and then pay them by the hour. In a place where nobody would do that, what you do is you hire a contractor to get the job done. You don't pay by the hour. He's paying his workers by the hour. He isn't Jewish. His workers aren't Jewish. Shouldn't we say that everybody knows that you're not paying him by the hour, but you're paying him by the job? In other words, there should be no Maris Ayin in the case of Kablanos. So the Mishnah Brura brings a Machlokas Rishonim. He says that there are Rishonim who hold that because there's no reason for Maris Ayin, it's going to be Mutter. There are other Rishonim that say that in all situations where a non-Jew is not getting a share in the profit of whatever is being done, we say that there is Chazal Aser that and put that into the category of Achshash Maris Ayin for Spir Yom. How does the Mishnah Brura paskin? So he makes an interesting hachra. He differentiates between a sode and a bias. Meaning, if you're dealing with agricultural work, we say that since the most common form of having it done is through sharecroppers, we say that people will think, well, maybe he is taking a share. Whereas when you're dealing with a house, since it is never really done by way of a resus, it's never done in a way that people share the profits, when you're dealing with a contractor that you're hiring to do something for you, in such a case, he tells us to be machmir for the Rishonim, who hold that unless the non-Jew is taking a share of the profits, you cannot allow him to do work for you. So that means even though we would have said that there's no chashash maris ayin, because everybody knows this is a contractor, you always pay him by the job, nevertheless, when you're dealing with a house, the Mishnah Brura says to be machmir. So any work that is being done by mechubra lakarka within the city or where people go from the city, meaning people from the city go there periodically, that would be usur. Now, Mishnah Brura, Ya'osu lo lahanicha lasas lo malacha b'shabbos ipnei haroim she'enem yodim she'pasak, you're not allowed to allow him to continue working, which means you have to stop him. Mishnah Brura brings a Sefer Chassidim who says that there was a ma'isa of somebody who gave a building contract to a non-Jew. And the non-Jew was working on Shabbos, and they told him he's got to stop him. He was not mochi, he didn't stop him. And it didn't take time before he lost that piece of property. Neither he nor his descendants were ever able to retrieve that piece of property. So you don't go looking for trouble. So halacha l'maaseh, when you're dealing with mechubra lakarka, kablonos does not permit the non-Jew to do malacha on Shabbos, even though you never asked him to. Whereas if you're dealing with malacha that is not mechubra lakarka, the halacha is that since if it is not known, if it is not public that what he's doing is for a Jew, There's no Isser of Maris Ayin, and obviously there's no Isser of Amir Liakum, of Amir Lenachri, because it's done there a Kablanus.